Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
US economist Daniel Hammamesh said recently, ugly people earn less than average-looking people, and average-looking people earn less than the beautiful. So where would you place yourself on a beauty scale? That goes from homely to quite plain, average to good-looking, and strikingly handsome or beautiful. Apparently, people generally come to the same judgment on a 1-5 scale about who's beautiful. Alan, don't you love the phrases some people use? Oh yeah, he's got a great face for radio. Nothing new in any of that. And it's the reason so many people struggle in this life. But there is life after looks. We were all made in God's image. Now, is that trite? Probably, but if we can get a grip on the deep reality of this simple, overstated line, it can really free us. God has filled his world with so many variations, some of which appear more beautiful than others, but only to our eyes and not his. The secret is in the profound and incomprehensible at times advice to the prophet Samuel when he said, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him." The Lord does not look at the things that man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. It's all about the heart, internal. God's priorities are inner beauty, the attractiveness of a heart that loves him and that is filled with a beautiful spirit. Love, joy, peace, being patient, kind, and good to others and yourself, integrity, honesty. This is true beauty. And when we can grasp it, it also gives us true peace, no matter what we look like.